The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Christians who were in the city of Rome, individuals with whom he had never met face to face, but about whom he had great concern and consideration for their souls, he writes to them in Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, but specifically verses 8 and 9, which would be the focus of our devotional this today, but verses 6 through 9 concerning the judgment of God upon all of mankind. We read beginning in verse 6, as speaking of God, saying, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile." Focusing specifically on verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul says that those individuals who are contentious, and the American Standard actually uses the word factious there, talking about the division which is caused by individuals seeking to do unrighteousness within the church. Individuals such as the Judaizing teachers of the first century, with whom the Roman brethren were having great difficulty, but the difficulties that we face in the church today by those individuals of our brethren who simply will not do that which is right and seek to build groups around themselves, trying to count noses as if such a thing would make them more right, even though they are contrary to the will of God. To such individuals who are contentious, factious, causing individual splits within the churches of the Lord, we find that they do not obey the truth, but instead they obey unrighteousness. They're going about to establish their own system of righteousness rather than submitting themselves to the righteousness which is of God, which is that system of righteousness which alone can allow us to be acceptable in His sight. We find that this is the same problem that the Jews had in Romans chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. And that when individuals do that, try to establish their own system of righteousness and obey that rather than the truth, we find that the Father of Heaven will not allow that to stand in the judgment. And upon such individuals, indignation and wrath. The Hebrews writer tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And that is exactly what we're talking about. Indignation and wrath from the Almighty Creator God. He Himself, who is able to speak all things into existence, Genesis chapter 1, He is the one about we must be concerned in the judgment of all things. He is the one that we must all face in the judgment, that we must answer for the things that we have done in this life, whether they are good or bad, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. He goes on to tell us that tribulation and anguish would come upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20 tells us, "The soul that sins, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, and the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son." Each individual has to answer for his own sins or her own sins. Each individual has to make that answer for what they've done in life. And if they've lived their lives by being factious and seeking to obey unrighteousness rather than the truth, tribulation and anguish shall be theirs. And not just those individuals who are actively seeking to be contrary to the will of God, but 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9 tells us that all those individuals who do not know God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, they too shall suffer in the final judgment of all of mankind. These individuals will be cast into tribulation and anguish, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And that's simply a recognition of the responsibility that the Jews had first to obey the gospel, just as he said there in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. But to all of us have the same responsibility. We must obey our God. We must obey the commandments that are set before us. And if we fail to do so, hell is the only thing that we can look forward to when this life is over. I thank you for your time.